will be with you in a minute. Just a second, please, sir. Bill, you've not been forgotten. He's in the midst of talking to Secretary Gardner, so he'll be right with you. Thank you.
Harwood. They leaked it of the Post, And he came in to Ramsey's man and asked him about the order, kind of like they did our order, confidential order. And Ramsey's man told him that they couldn't give out orders, that they did issue them. So he grabbed this one out of his hip pocket and waved it in his face. And they rifled it according to the justice people. And Rosenthal and this assistant that used to be Bobby's assistant and Nick's assistant, and that Ramsey put off in kind of the corner. And they took that order and leaked it. Now, he didn't object to that, did he?
I didn't know. He didn't mention anything in particular, Mr. President.
Yeah. Well, tell him that. Tell him that.
And he said, my friend would like for your friend to know that he thinks this is getting dangerous and that somebody's going to have a hearing and get at the root of it, and
I think that's advised. I won't do everything I can to have a hearing. I think you ought to have a hearing.
I said Senator Long has already called one.
What's that?
I said Senator Long has already called one, and he said, and I said, now I want to be sure, Dick, that this is a request that something be transmitted to the president, because if I were to hear it, cold like this, I would assume that this was a challenge, that I was responsible for it. I want to be sure that this is not your idea, but is, as you say, your friend. And he got a little panicky right there, and he said, well, I'll call you back in a few minutes. And I said, well, I do not intend to pass it along until I know for sure that it is a request of someone else other than you and not just your idea, because I think this has serious overtones. And he said, what kind of overtones? And I said, well, I just got through saying that if I pass this along as a request, it assumes that the president has a responsibility for stopping it. That's the assumption I read into it. And he said, well, yes, that's right. He said, but you wait and I'll call you back. And so he called back in about 5 minutes and said, just wait until tomorrow and I will call you back and let you know what to do. And I said,
well, I'll tell you what I think on this, Bill. I don't think our president ought to know anything about it.
Well,
I think what you ought to do is just tell them that you're not a mediator anymore, and that the senator knows my telephone number, and if he wants to pass on any threats or any recommendations, that all he got to do is pick up and call me, and that I'm available to him at all times, anytime he wants to call. And I don't consider Dick a loyal or dependable person, and I wouldn't respect his message if I got it. And that the senator can speak for himself, John, and that your own judgment is that I think that wiretapping and eavesdropping and bugging are appropriate subjects for our committees. And I agree with the senator that it ought to be thoroughly gone into. And I've always said so. And number three, I cannot forbid anybody from doing anything. Nobody has discussed any order with me, not even the senator. When I was told by responsible press people that they went over and they were leaked the order by Bobby. And when they went over to ask for it, the justice wouldn't release it. So then they went over and rifled their files and secured it. And the man from the State Department went in and got it. This all may be wrong. All I know is just what they tell me down here. And that it was published as the answer that Kennedy had really passed an order on wiretapping. It didn't refer to it. It just kind of fuzzed it up a little bit. But I don't think that I ought to be receiving messages from Goodwin in the light of his performance with me.
And all this took place yesterday, Mr. President, and that is exactly why I didn't call you, because I beyond any doubt that Goodwin is the man who told Arthur Schlesinger that they had given me a copy of the Look manuscript.
Yeah.
Because Schlesinger told Valeni that.
Yeah.
And Well, I didn't want to do anything.
He traps us. He's trying to trap us on this.
That's
so
right.
I think the way to keep from being trapped is just say to him, and I don't want to be discourteous, but I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to know what he said. I just would rather you just say that I've thought this thing over very carefully. And I'm leaving here, and I have problems. A lot of people think that I'm with Kennedy and with Johnson. And I don't want to get involved in it. I've got my own private life to lead, and I don't want to be involved with either one of them. So, Dick, you just call the president, or have Kennedy call the president. And my judgment is that the president won't order any cabinet officer or anybody else on what to do. Now, the FBI is under the control of the Attorney General. They name him. The president doesn't name him. Attorney General named him. He's under the supervision of the Attorney General. And the FBI has never discussed with the president, on my word of honor, the release of any order. And I don't know who Clark Molyneux is, whether he is. Is he a part of the Kennedy espionage system?
I never knew that he was.
But he acts like it. I mean, if he's notifying them that they're going to have something. Now, I haven't been notified of it. I never heard of it. I don't know about it. I never heard of Chicago tax case. I think, though, from what I've heard today, that some folks down here, and they tell me that Bobby Heard in Chicago, he's recording some of them. I don't know whether it's this case or another case, but I don't know, and I sure don't want to have anything to do with it. I've told George Christian, I've told you. Just please let me step aside, Sandy, if he used to say, or let Sam Goldwyn said, include me out. All I'm against is wiretapping and eavesdropping and microphones of any kind. And I told Bobby that the first week I was president, when they told me about Las Vegas. I see where he read it in the paper. Well, he also heard it. And I'm sorry that any of them, I think it'll destroy the Democratic administration. I think it'll destroy the Democratic Party when they get all the 200 cases that I think will come out and ought to come out. But I'm not going to instruct the FBI on suppressing anything, and I'm not going to instruct him. I do think they ought to quit stealing government files.
Well, the last thing I said two things in closing last night, Mr. President. I said, Dick, I consider this, as of now, simply a request from you. And I said, second, and I'm not going to tell the president anything because I just don't know.
Making a difference to me,
the
request.
Secondly, I said the senator could call the president directly if he were concerned about it. And because their means of doing that, he doesn't have to deal on so sensitive a subject to people like you and me. And so this was like yesterday, as I said, and he said, well, don't do anything. And I said, I'm not. Today he called back. That was about 1 o'clock my time. That's when I called Tom. He called back and said that he had talked to Kennedy and that they would just not do anything. Just not to do anything. So that closed that out. But then Goodwin went on and said that